Your noontime news continues. Some news from the Minnesota News Network. We'll track down your weather details here coming up shortly. More markets as well. We'll check in at Central Livestock, too, on a very busy Friday. And special edition of Noontime News, we welcome in a fellow farm broadcaster from Brownfield, Mark Dorenkamp, joining us. Mark, how are you doing on this Friday?
I'm doing great, Joe. How are you?
Not too shabby. We appreciate your time. And for those who hear your voice daily here on Chasm Radio working with Brownfield, a little background about yourself. Mark, originally from the Iowa area, right?
I am. I don't talk about that too much being in Minnesota now, but I am from north central Iowa originally. My dad farmed when I was growing up, so I've been around agriculture my whole life. Got into broadcasting because I love sports and wanted to do sports play-by-play, but the way my career unfolded, I started doing full-time farm broadcasting in 2006, and it's taken me from Mason City, Iowa, to Des Moines, and now I'm in southeast Minnesota over by Rochester, a community called Casson, get to work for the largest ag radio network in the country, so it's a pretty great opportunity.
And Mark, too, in just the goings-on in recent years, especially in regards to NEFB and meeting at conventions, yourself and Jesse over in Mason City and Dwayne over in Fort Dodge, the whole common theme of tractor drives always kind of sunk into my brain. I see pictures and video on Facebook and hear, you know, experiences that you guys have. And in Iowa, Mark, that's a pretty common, you know, activity during the summer, isn't it?
It has been for about 20 years now, Joe. Quite the tradition in Iowa. Mark Pearson, the late farm broadcaster at WHO, actually started it. I think it has been now 20 years. It started with just a few guys on their old antique tractors driving through a community called Pella, and I think it was Mark that made the comment, you know, we need to make this an event. We need to do this over a couple of days and get several hundred people involved, and that's exactly what happened. One big tractor ride sparked another one, and I couldn't even tell you how many tractor rides take place during the summer months in Iowa, and some of the routes go into Minnesota, Wisconsin, and I know that Iowa's not exclusive now with these tractor rides, but really got their start in Iowa, and I've been a part of quite a few tractor rides since I became a farm broadcaster back in 06, and there's just nothing like it.
So, Mark, was that your initial introduction to the tractor drive when you're back in 06 right there?
It was, yeah. The station I was working for at the time, KGLO in Mason City, hosted an annual tractor ride every summer. And so when I became the farm director there, one of my responsibilities was to be kind of the face of that or the moderator. So I would broadcast from the tractor ride. We did a lot of things leading up to it promotionally. And I'll be honest with you, Joe, the first time I heard about it, I was a bit skeptical. I thought, you know, this doesn't sound like it would be that much fun. It sounds like a lot of work. These tractors go 10 to 12 miles per hour, and you've got people out there all day. You're going to have to control traffic. There just seemed like so much involved that I didn't have the greatest opinion of it before I experienced it. And when I experienced it for the first time, my opinion of the tractor ride completely changed, and I've been in love with it ever since.
So, Mark, the unique thing about these scenarios, too, which I took part in my first tractor drive, our FFA local alumni, we organized one, and we had 35 tractors, but boy, it really implanted that bug and really made an impression on me just on the day and communicating and just kind of working together with folks. It really was unique. And well, in my case, I didn't have a tractor. I had to borrow my dad's tractor. In your case, you know, everybody doesn't have a tractor, but you had a unique connection. You met a few folks and you were driving a John Deere, weren't you?
I was, yeah. In, there are so many great elements to a tractor ride, but far and away the best part of a tractor ride, the people that you meet there. And I've had the chance to meet a lot of wonderful people through the tractor ride, and a couple from Osage, a smaller community in north central Iowa. Dean and Charlotte Barker are their names, and I met them. It might have been the first or second tractor ride at KGLO that I participated in, and they offered to bring a tractor for me to drive. It was a John Deere 4320, and I was just through the roof about it. I thought, what a great opportunity. I don't have to do any of the difficult stuff, like haul the tractor there and pack it up on the flatbed when I'm done. Not even have to worry about putting gas in it. I mean, they were going to take care of everything. I just had to drive the thing for 3 days. And so when I talked to Dean about driving it, I said, I can't wait to have Melissa, my wife, ride with me. And he didn't question that. He didn't say anything. But I came to find out later that there was no extra seat on this 4320. There was just the seat for the driver. And this was several months before that tractor ride was scheduled. So when we meet up at the tractor ride later in the summer, he had fastened a school bus kind of bench seat onto the three-point hitch of the tractor. He put security bars around it to make it safe. I could literally hydraulically lift it up and down, so if Melissa wanted to get on, I could lower it down so it's an easy step up, then bring it up when we're traveling. He did all of that just because I made the comment that I'd love to bring Melissa with me. And, you know, that's just a really perfect example of the kind of people that you meet on a tractor ride. They'll do anything for you, and they're handy, and just really salt-of-the-earth people.
So how many years did you drive this particular tractor, Mark?
I drove it, it would have been 5 or 6 years. That every tractor ride for KGLO, they would bring the 4320. They drove Oliver's, Dean and his wife Charlotte, but they'd bring the 4320 for me to drive in the ride, and it was still in use on their farm. I think Dean planted with the 4320, and so they would make sure it was tractor ride ready every summer. And then back in 2011, Dean was diagnosed with congestive heart failure, and he got sick pretty fast. And Melissa and I had become pretty close to Dean and Charlotte through the years, and so we decided to visit one night when Dean was sick, and they kind of sprung on us that they wanted us to have the tractor, the 4320. And I couldn't believe that they would offer something like that. I mean, I would consider them friends, and I certainly admired them and really appreciated the friendship that we had, but to think that they would offer something like that, of that quality, of that value to us, we weren't family, you know, we only saw them a handful of times every year, we were just blown away. And as a matter of fact, last weekend we were able to pick up the tractor. They came through with giving the tractor to us, even though I offered many times, you know, hey, if you'd rather give this to a grandchild somebody else, you know, and they insisted. And I didn't mention that Dean actually passed away several months after we visited that night when they told us that they wanted us to have the tractor. And so Charlotte and I stayed in touch, and we were finally able to get together this past weekend. And I drove the tractor to my Uncle Randy's farm in Iowa, and we're going to store it there. He's got a brand new shed that he put up, and it's just really kind of unbelievable when you think about how everything transpired.
So, Mark, how far was that to your uncle's shed? Was that 70 miles, I read?
It was a little over 70 miles.
Oh.
So it was basically like a one-day solo tractor ride. And I had my dad in a car in front of us with his flashers on, because that tractor tops out at about 20 miles per hour. And then I had my wife, my stepmom, and then our three boys in the van behind us. And then my stepmom was able to drive the van for a time so that my wife and kids could ride on the tractor on the buddy seat back behind. There was room for all of them. But they lasted, you know, 2 hours, which for a 3-year-old, and then the baby was sleeping most of that time. He didn't get on the tractor. But they lasted a couple hours. But, yeah, we started on the road before 11 a.m. from Osage, and we got to my uncle's farm near Rowan, Iowa, which is in Wright County, after 5 o'clock. So it was a haul, but an experience I'll never forget, and just still can't believe that we have that tractor now.
So what were the thoughts going through your mind? I'm guessing, I'm sure you looked back at your conversations, your relationship, and I'm sure that all kind of made its way, refiltered through your brain during that 70 miles, too.
Yeah, a lot of time to think when you're going along the countryside at about 15 to 20 miles per hour, and thought a lot about Dean and Charlotte, and thinking back to when I first met them. And, you know, here's a couple, they're in their 70s at the time that I met them, and I'm in my 20s. You know, what can we relate on? But they were just so friendly, and the generosity right off the bat, you know, they didn't know me very well, and they were willing to put their tractor in my hands for 3 days, not really knowing if I'd be able to handle it or not. In getting to know them and seeing that even though there's this generational gap, we're from the same part of the country, we both have a passion for agriculture, or we all do, and the friendship that developed from that, it's so special to me. And I think our kids kind of look at Charlotte now as kind of another grandma. She has made towels for each of our boys once they're born with their names on them. So just how thoughtful they are, and the chance to know them through the tractor ride, I'm so grateful.
Mark Dorenkamp joining us with Brownfield Ag News, sharing his very unique story with us here in Noontime News. And I guess finally, Mark, what's the future? I mean, Are you planning on, you know, maybe tackling a tractor drive, or how are you going to kind of maybe put this tractor to use and keep it visible?
You know, we're not exactly sure what the plan is. Being with Brownfield now, the network doesn't host an annual tractor ride, so we don't have that option. But I certainly know a lot of people back in Iowa that continue to put together tractor rides every year, whether they're a day ride or 2 or 3 days. So I'm hopeful that next summer we can get on a couple of those. I just love the idea of my sons growing up with that tractor around because it helps to preserve Dean's memory. They never got to know Dean, but this is going to be a great way for me to kind of introduce who he was to them. So I'm excited about what we can do with the tractor. I wanted to make sure it was running okay for my uncle, who is actually retiring from farming. This will be his last crop this fall. And he put up that shed, and he's got a nice boat that I think he plans on using a lot more in the future next to it. So I know he's going to keep that thing running every once in a while so that it stays healthy, so to speak. But, yeah, definitely plan on doing some more tractor rides in the future. It is about a two-hour drive for us to get back there to where the tractor is being stored. So, and who knows, maybe things will come through that we can get some storage closer to home and have the tractor closer to us. But definitely plan on using it again in future tractor rides and maybe some other things too.
Well, what a great story. Mark had a chance to read some of your thoughts on Facebook and really just kind of hit me right in the forehead saying, wow, what a really neat story and how some of those connections and relationship over the years with kind of unexpectedly happen and develop. So, Mark, I really appreciate you sharing the story. We look forward to keeping in touch and talking to you soon, okay?
Well, and I've got to ask you a question too, Joe. I know you've been looking for a tractor. How's that going?
Well, what was it now? I think it's about 3 weeks ago. I finally found my farm. I'll be there, Mark. So we tracked it down near Wilmer, and it was from the Miller family, and they gave us a little story, too. There's a story with a tractor, you know, and they talked about how his mom had bought it, and it was a gift for her son, the gentleman we bought it from, and he said, you know, we had these intentions of moving to a hobby farm or getting out of town, and him and his wife looked at each other and said, you know, it's never going to happen, and it's just sitting in our shed. So we just happened to come upon him and talked a little bit, found out some history about the tractor, and we ended up taking it home. So, yeah, that tractor drive I was on really left an impression. So in our own unique way, we built a relationship as well, and we told them our intentions, what we were going to do with the tractor, and I think they were pretty happy to leave it go. So,
well, we're going to have to get our John Deere and farm all together on a tractor ride in the future.
Yeah, let's not race, though, or pull anything, because you're going to win every time. So,
it always was one of the bigger tractors on the ride. You see a lot of A's and B's and even 40-20s, but a 43-20, that's pretty unique. They only made them 2 years, so
well, good deal.
It's an attention grabber.
It is. It sure is. Mark, we appreciate it again. We'll stay in touch. We'll talk to you soon, sir, okay?
Sounds great, Joe. Thanks for the opportunity.
You bet. Mark Dorenkamp joining us with Brownfield Ag News and sharing a tractor story. Everybody likes tractor stories, right? Mark Dorenkamp here on Noontime News.